And see that Jesus is keeping you alive, then you got something in your eyes. Get out your emotions. Before I go, somebody left their coffee cup in the bathroom back there. The one on the right. Get home and be all mad they left their coffee cup in the bathroom.
I would never want to drink my coffee cup again. I'll throw it out. You can have that one. I don't need it that bad.
But we were worshiping. The Holy Spirit was showing me. Whoever's getting panic attacks or anxiety attacks, whatever you want to call them, stop drawing conclusions. You're putting evil upon yourself. You're allowing the enemy to come in like a flood because you're drawn. We draw conclusions, especially when you're a negative person. You always think of the worst possible thing is going to happen. Therefore, you start getting anxiety and panicking, and the enemy is just tormenting you. And before I give the word is called Fly, Eagles, Fly. Yes. I'm going to pray, but I'm going to show you how sick I am. The church was recording before, and they stopped recording for a while. And they just started recording recently. So I'm on, they have a website, not a website. They're on YouTube. They have their own page on YouTube, and I'm on one video. And the one video I'm on, I have my other Eagles jersey. The one I wanted to wear, but I didn't want to be up on YouTube wearing the same shirt. Like, who's this dirtball? Was you ever at a party and all your friends are sharing pictures and some of your friends have the same shirt they had on in the picture? Like, I don't want to be that dude. I'm not going to be that guy. Thank you, Father. Thank you for you. Thank you for keeping us alive. Thank you for that Holy Ghost fire. Lord, without that, Lord, we're just going with the motions. We're just being religious. Father, help us, Lord, not just to go with the motions, be religious. We want that Holy Ghost fire. And for that, we have to be sacrifice. Fire and sacrifice go hand in hand. And when our life is a sacrifice, then we're on fire. So, Lord, thank you for this word. Thank you for teaching us. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. I'm just the donkey who gets up there and releases it. It's all the stuff the Holy Spirit's been showing us throughout the week. We're going to confirm it, Lord. Give us revelation. Give us light, Lord. Let us see things how you see them in Jesus' name. Fly, eagle, fly. Now, when you're flying, you have your faith and hope. Faith and hope. What's your hope? Whatever the Lord is showing you in the Word of God. He's going to provide for you. He's going to provide. He has to. You are in covenant with God. Did you know that? You're in covenant with a king, and he provides for everything. Now, sometimes it's times of abundance, and it's great. Sometimes it's little by little. Sometimes it's in humbling ways. Moving in the spirit, trusting God, walking in love. You cannot say you're flying when you're not walking in love. Jesus said, if you love me, you will obey me. If you love me, you will obey me. If you love me, you will obey me. Right? So love is the highest, but it takes faith to obey God. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. So it all goes together. Faith without works is dead. No, I like to say faith without obedience, because you hear works, you think of the law, and you got to do something. No, faith without obedience is dead. I'm trusting God, but you're not praying. I'm trusting God, but you're not helping nobody. I'm trusting God, but I'm not doing it. You ain't trusting God. That's fake faith. So we'll start off in our attitude. I believe attitude is one of the main important things. So many people swear, thinking that they're serving God with a funky, negative, mean, grouchy attitude. You're not in the spirit. Apostle Paul said, I serve in the spirit. Colossians 3, 1 and 2. Our attitude is so important. And some of us, we got a slingshot attitude. You bark at me, I'm going to bark at you. You say something smart to me, I'm going to say something smart to you. We go out how we react. We react, knee-jerking. Did you hear that saying? You got a knee-jerking attitude. Come at me, I'm going to come at you. The Bible says you don't repay evil for evil. And we shouldn't react to every little thing. And I was talking with one of my sons, Elijah. He was talking about rage bait, which I never heard it put like that, but I understood it. Like, people want to bait you to rage. They want to get you mad. They want to get you offended. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but evil spirits and principalities. So it's demons using people to get you in the flesh. Rage bait. Who's baiting you? The Phillies? Oh, man. If you're a Phillies fan. Talk about bait rage. Typical Phillies. God help them. That's why our hope is in Christ. Christ don't lose. Christ never loses. He's undefeated champion of the world. If then you have been raised, there goes my wife. I could talk about her now. There she goes. I've been waiting for you to come back. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not the things that are in earth. Satan can't take my salvation. He can mess with my money. He can mess with my health. He can't take my relationship with the Lord. He can't take the word of God from me. I got to get up 3 a.m. to read because I have 50 million kids at home, but my wife gets up before and she sings loud, so I got to get up before her. I have to fight. The Christian life is a fight. You have to fight to read the word. You have to fight to pray. You have to fight to go to church. You have to fight to live a holy lifestyle. So how is your mind on food? What do you think about right now? What are you going to eat for dinner? Oh, the Eagles are coming on. What am I going to eat? Mark, shut up. I got to go cook. Wrap it up, Mark. Put your mind on heavenly things, on Christ. What he done for you in the past. And if he did it before, he's going to do it again. He's not a sometimes guy. Did you ever meet a sometimes person? They're sometimes. Sometimes they're a Christian. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they're in a good mood. Sometimes they're not. Sometimes they want to be helpful. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is the rock. And he don't change. Your mind. Put your mind on the word of God. Put your mind on praising God. Put your mind on thanking God. 1 Chronicles 16:34. Take your mind off your clothes, what you're going to wear, what you're going to do this day, your chore list, and put your mind on the living God, because Christ is alive. Amen. Oh, give thanks because you ate a good breakfast. Oh, give thanks because you just got $10,000. Give thanks because your wife is in a good mood. No, you give thanks because God is good. Your kids are going to get on your nerves. Sometimes I'm going to ship mine off. Now I know why my mom was trying to ship me off all the time. And she tried. I'm not bragging, but I was slick. She took me to a, what do they call when you go away? What are them schools called? It was like when you just leave your house and you go away to like school forever, like all year round. Boarding school, yeah. And he said, you got to take a test. I'm like, yeah, you got to take a test. Okay, I failed it miserably on purpose. She tried, though. But really, praise God, not because your situation is good, because he's good. Praise God, not because you got nice clothes, because he's good. Praise God, he is good, no matter what. See, sometimes our joy is wrapped in my situation. I'm happy when I eat what I want to eat. Just see people that are miserable when they're not eating with them. Like, be quiet and eat it. Apostle Paul said, eat whatever they put before you. Don't let your food control your mood. Nothing can control our mood. I'm joyful because Jesus is my joy. Not because my kids are doing good in school. Not because nobody's bullying them. Not because nobody's messing with them. Because Jesus. God is good, and all the time. See, we forget he puts us through situations for us to grow. We forget we got to go through tests, trials, and tribulations. And when he does that, he pulls back your help. He pulls back your blessings. When he does that, he's testing you. God is good. So that's our attitude. This is the expecting and hoping. Isaiah 40:31. I ain't got no hope, so I'm going to get drunk. It looks like my marriage is over, so I got like 5 girls lined up in my mind. It looks like I'm going to lose my job. When you lose hope, you're done. As a born-again believer, you always have light at the end of the tunnel. You always have hope. Why? Because we have the Word of God. And sometimes God will pull back your help. He wants to show you He's God. Stop relying on people, places, and things. Rely on Him. He will comfort you. Don't wait for people to comfort you. He's the consolation of Israel. He wants to provide for you. He will pull back provision because He wants to show you Himself. We all know this one. But those who wait for the Lord, you're either waiting or you're manipulating. Waiting or manipulating. What are you doing? Am I waiting on God or am I like Isaac? Or am I waiting on my God or am I like Jacob, trying to control things, trying to make things happen? Abraham, trying to create the blessing. We're trying to create a blessing. We try to go ahead of God. You know what, God? I got this one. I got this, God, because I'm God. No. You want to be at the job the Lord has for you. Because when you are where the Lord wants you, your blessings will be there. The favor will be there. The mercy will be there. The strength will be there. The help will be there. You want to be in the marriage that God has you in. You want to be in the church God has you in. I'm expecting the Lord to renew my strength. I'm expecting the Lord. I will run and not be weary. I shall walk and not faint. Why? Because I got a lot of energy today? No, because I'm filled with the Spirit. It's not a feeling. I love feeling great. There's nothing wrong with it. But there's going to be times you feel horrible. Got neck pain, back pain, all kinds of pain, marriage pain, money pain. My money's funny and I'm not laughing pain. You're going to have all kinds of pain. But the one scripture I love, well, I love them all, but throughout the day, it looks miserable. Your situation looks horrible. Your health is bad. You can't avoid physical pain. But the Word of God says He's working all things together for the good. All things together for the good. So when you're flying through the day, it looks like I'm going to get high. I'm going to get drunk. I'm giving up. I'm shooting myself. I'm jumping over a bridge. That's it. I'm ending it all now. No, you got to live by faith. In what? His Word. Not your situation. Not because somebody's in a good mood. Not because everything's going great or bad. I'm living by faith and not by sight. When you're flying, you're fighting. When you're flying, you're moving in the Spirit. When you're flying, you're walking by faith. It doesn't matter how things look. How did the cross look? Christ lost. He lost. He lost everything. No, you big dummy. He just got the biggest victory ever. We get our mind, oh, well, everything's going great, so I'm great. No. Are you doing God's will? God's will is the number one thing. Are you doing His will? It's great that we have all these activities, but am I doing God's will? He's working everything together for the good. He's working your marriage to the good. He's working your money to the good. It doesn't feel like it because when we first got saved, we all got goosebumps, right? Remember them days? That was like 100 years ago. I don't get goosebumps no more. God had to teach me. It's not a feeling. It's not a feeling. Oh, I had this feeling. That's great you had this feeling, but your feelings can lie to you. Your feelings will trick you. Hope deferred makes a heart sick. You think Satan don't know that? So he'll pump you with false dreams, false lies, false hopes, and it don't happen. You walk around. The Lord lied to me. No, He didn't. The Word of God says He can't lie. It's impossible for us. How can you watch some stupid preacher giving you all this false hope, and now you think all this wonderful things are going to happen, but yet you got to go through the valley. He's preaching sunshines and rainbows, and you're going through the valley. You're like, Lord, what happened? The Lord don't love me. He loves everybody but me. No, you're not hearing from the Lord. You're hearing from your flesh. And when you're flying, you don't wait. Oh, when the Lord blesses me, I'm flying like when the Lord blesses me, then I'm going to go to church. When the Lord blesses me, then I'm going to help people. When the Lord heals me, then I'm going to do. No, start doing it by faith now. Don't wait. You know what? When the Lord works this out, then I'm going to get right. And I know plenty. I'm going to touch this a few times. I call them institutional Christians. They're only good in jail. They're only good at AA. They're only good in Teen Challenge. And once reality comes, they're no good. They're only good in their schedule or their system. Work yourself up in jail. They come out of jail. I'm like, hey, you going to church? Yeah, you reading? You praying? No, I'll do it when I get out. What? how much temptation you're going to have when you get out, you're going to get knocked down again, and you wonder why you're in jail every other year. And jammed up every other year. Build yourself up the most holiest of faith. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Here we go. Philippians 3:13. Who likes to look back all the time? Who likes to look behind you? The woulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda, houlda, shoulda, I shoulda did this. Forgetting the things that are behind. But we like to meditate. Oh, I shoulda said this. I shoulda did that. I shoulda did this. Why didn't I do that? How come I didn't do this? That's all stupidity. And Satan will torment you if you live like that. The Bible says, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. So if I'm believing God is working it together for the good, why am I focusing on it? Why am I thinking about it? It's over. It's done. Yes, people are going to have a problem with you. Yes, you might have did a lot of few things. They call that wreckage of the past. But if you have a lot of wreckage of the past, the Lord can still work it together for the good. Don't look back. Stop looking back. Stop looking at your sins. Look at Christ. Look at the blood of Jesus Christ. You have to train your mind unto godliness. Train your mind. When I'm in Jersey, first thing I say to myself, I got to get gas. I don't care how my gas tank is. I'm getting gas. It's cheaper out here. Right? You got to train yourself. It's time to pray. It's time to read the word. It's time to go to church. Train yourself. You don't want to be a Christian tourist. JC tourists, they come, they just look. They look and they look around and they look. No, get involved. Help people. Get involved with the church. The church is doing something. Get involved. All right. Bondages, obsessions, compulsions. Whatever is controlling you, I got to take my Barney outfit off, my Elmo. Whatever's controlling you besides the Holy Spirit is witchcraft. If you're flying, because there's only two powers in this world. You got the Holy Spirit and you got Satan, which is witchcraft. I'm flying. I'm doing what I got to do. Oh, my old friend's called. I got to go back to my old ways. I'm flying. You know what? My old shows are on. I'm supposed to go to church, but my shows are coming. I can't miss my show. God forbid if I miss my show. Uh-oh. Now I could talk about drugs and drinking and this, but we learned that the tree of knowledge of good and evil, there are things that seem good that are really evil. What's the good things that are dragging you down? The cell phone. I don't have to duct tape it. You see, some people are like, why don't you just get a duct tape and put it to your forehead? Like, put the thing down. Man, put it down. And it's like a crack pipe. The pipe ain't no big deal, but it's the thing that's taking you to the crack. What are the things that are taking you to the problem? What are the things? The phone ain't really a big deal, but it's a big deal if you're on it all day long. It's the things you do on it. Pornography, whatever it is, you're flying around, and all of a sudden, you're in bondage. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 6:12. I got it on the Amplified on my phone.
You can't serve God in bondage. It's impossible. But you know what the worst bondages are? The ones we like. But the Lord does not deliver you from your friends. He delivers from your enemies. So if you like something too much, you like favoring certain kids, you like favoring certain family members, and you will lose your vision showing favoritism. Here we go. I'm reading mine in the hand because I don't know if you...
Oh, you got it. Good. Thank you, Jason. Here we go. He's got it up there. Everything is permissible. I'm permitted to do anything. I'm free. I'm allowed to do it because I'm in Christ. I'm free. I could do whatever I want. Of course, sin, of course. But not all things are help. Like, I could do anything. I could sit here and I could go out front and I could dance, but my wife needs me to help her at home. Like, my kids are tormenting her. She needs my help. We could do anything. We're allowed to do whatever we want, but is it beneficial? expedient and profitable and considered with other things. Hold on. I forgot to give him the other one. But I will not be enslaved by anything and brought under its power, allowing it to control me. Apostle Paul said, I could do whatever. Jesus Christ said, I could lay my life down. I could pick it up. I could go to game. I don't have to go to the game. I could get in a conversation. I don't have to get in a conversation. Whatever it is, I'm not letting nothing enslave me. There were seasons the Holy Spirit was energy drinks. I knew I had a problem with them, and I laid them down. Even coffee I laid down before, but I picked it back up. There's a principle. If you cannot lay it down, you shouldn't pick it back up. 2 Peter 2:19. They promised them freedom, but they themselves are slaves of corruption. For whatever overcomes a person, that he is enslaved. So you're enslaved by something when it overcomes you, when it has control over you. So if you're flying like an eagle and you got to stop your course to go run and get something, then you're in bondage to it. But the Lord sets us free. He's our deliverer. We're going to get to that too. The Lord is our deliverer, but I got to recognize something is a problem. And don't stop there. Fear's bondage, and fear brings torment. Anxiety's bondage, double mind. There was a problem with doubt. You know the truth, but you don't believe it. You know it, but you don't believe it. And you try to talk to people who know it, but they don't believe it. Doubt will wear you out. All right, these are some good characteristics of an eagle. I don't know how much I'm going to talk. I'm going to try to stop at 15 and see what we got going. Eagles have vision, which I'm not going to talk about because I talk about vision all the time. They don't have strength. They have super strength. We have super strength. Why? Because we got Christ living inside of us. We could do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And when I learned about the Lord, if I have a ton to do and I can do it on my own, the Lord don't send me help. But if I need help, he sends help. He sends me help. But if I could physically do it on my own, then he don't send help. See, we sit around, man, how come you ain't helping me? How come you ain't got help? Yeah, you don't need help all the time. You meet some people, they want help with every little thing. Yeah, so they could sit on the TV all day long. They could go shopping all day. Yeah, I'm going to help you so you can go shopping all day. Okay, sure. I'm going to watch your kids so you can go party and club. And sure, yeah, drop all your kids off to me. So you could get drunk and high, okay. Sure. That's called enabling. God don't honor it. Eagles, super strength, they escape danger. They are fearless in storms. They endure, they fly high, and they protect their young. I'm going to do the young one real quick. I wasn't going to talk about it, but the Holy Spirit is leading me. It's funny how God compares himself to eagles. He says, I delivered you on eagle's wings. I have delivered you on eagle's wings. He compares himself to an eagle. We're his children, right? God takes care of us. Eagles protect their own. They protect the young. Whether it's your physical young, the Bible says if you don't provide for your family, you're just as guilty as an unbeliever. You're just as bad as an unbeliever. But the spiritual young, the young who come around, they need guidance. They need help. They need rides. They need encouragement. Don't forsake any young in the Lord. Don't forget where you came from. And we're going to talk about strength. Eagles are really strong. You need to watch some videos about eagles. They are super duper strong. But A, we're going to talk about the negative side. What is stealing my? Did you ever notice you have no strength and I should have strength? Where is my strength? We're going to talk about Isaiah 61:3 first. Where's my strength at? The Lord says, I will give you a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Do you have heaviness on you? Is there extra heavy? Are you praising? Not fake praise. Well, Charlie's here. Hey, Charlie, praise God. 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 No, real praise God. Fervently praise. Not because I see my sister in the car and I'm going to act all spiritual now. I put my K-Love on. And I'm going to talk about the Lord. Come on. That fake stuff. The Lord sees that fake stuff. Praise God. Look back on your week. Did you praise God? Whatever he's letting you go through is ordained to make you stronger. But we get mad at him. We blame him. Why is God doing this? He don't love me. I can't believe I'm 48 and I'm still going through this dumb stuff again and again and again. Are you praising God or do you have a spirit of heaviness on you? I guarantee if you're not praising God, you have a spirit of heaviness on you. Idols suck the life out of you. Idols, anything you're giving too much attention to. What are you giving too much attention to? The Bible says, cast every weight aside. Cast every weight aside. What is the weight? Me, personally, my heaviest weight is Mark. Because Mark gets in the way of everything. Mark can ruin everything. So I have to cast Mark aside and do what the Lord wants me to do. Throw off the weights, get rid of the idols. Let the Holy Spirit reveal to you your idol, because they're the ones you usually like. Your obsessions point to your idol. Look at whatever you're obsessed over. Point to it. Whatever you're obsessed with, that's your idol. All right, how do we get strength? The Holy Spirit, of course. We need the Holy Spirit. Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. You want to complain all day? You're going to grieve the Holy Spirit. You want to be who likes to be contentious? Are you every little stupid thing? Who likes doing that? You will grieve the Holy Spirit. The Bible says it's better to live on a roof than live with a contentious wife. It's better to live on a rooftop than to live with a contentious wife. So the Holy Spirit, like, bye-bye. You want to be contentious? Bye-bye. The word of God, I know me. When I'm flying, I could do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When I'm flying throughout the day, the Lord, you are my strength. You are my reward. You are my strength. You are my song. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Who sings to the Lord during the day? I hope you do. There's so much strength in it. There is so much strength in it. Praise God. Worship God. Because the only one that's going to suffer is us. We're the only ones that are going to suffer. He's still God. He's still King. He's still Lord. We suffer. We have to work his word. Lazy people don't want to. Jesus did everything for me. I don't have to do none. Okay. You're still waiting for that $3 million check in your mail? Okay. You're still waiting for all this things that happen? Okay. Just sit there. You have to work his word because it works. The only part of the word that works is the part you believe. And if you believe it, you know what? I'm not focusing on these stupid doctors. The Lord is my doctor. I'm not focused on what types of medicine. I've been taking a leave and approxim forever, and God uses it for so many things because he blesses it. It's not the medicine. It's the blessing on the medicine. It's not the doctor. It's the blessing on the doctor. We focus on this and focus. We become, what do I call you lately, Joe? Inspector Gadgets. We become Inspector Gadgets. Do. We psychoanalyze this and now we're all conspiracy theorists and we all know everything and we focus on all the stupid, negative, stupid stuff. And that's feeding the flesh, by the way. Focus on Christ. Christ is living. He's alive. I remember my wife's mother, Joni, and whenever I'm down, really down, and the Lord always brings, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. That song. She wasn't here one service. She was coming here and there, and she said she heard me online singing it. I had to be the Holy Spirit. I don't know how. But if Jesus is alive, you're still in the game. And Jesus is alive. He's standing at the right hand of the Father. He's resurrected. He went to the grave so he could go through your problem and fix everything. But he wants you to learn the lessons. See, we're in summer school taking the same stupid tests over and over and over and over. He wants you to get the lesson. I've been taking the broken washer lesson for 3 weeks now. It's not even 2 years old. It's broke a bunch of times. Taking my clothes to the laundromat. Annoying, frustrating tests. And the Lord's like, Mark, don't focus on the dumb. Pass the test. Don't focus on why is the dryer broke? Maytag, the warranty people. Now I got to take the stupid clothes to the laundry. I got to take, oh, it ain't a little clothes. It's a lot of clothes to the laundromat. Focus on Christ, not your problems. We get so caught up with detail. Our flesh loves detail, but faith doesn't demand detail. Eagles fly high. Eagles fly high. And I don't have this in my notes, but you don't see too many eagles at once. You only see one or two the most. So you got to get rid of all them negative people in your life, all the Debbie Downers, everybody that sucks the life out of you, all your old friends. You cannot fly high with them. We fly high to escape problems, right? They're talking about me at work. Oh, no. Church people are talking about me. Oh, God, I'm going to talk about them. You know what? I'm going to be rude to them. No, Jesus said you don't repay evil for evil. So I'm going to fly above that nonsense. I'm going to fly above all game playing. Look at David when King Saul's trying to kill him. He fly above that. He didn't get back. David would have ripped his head off. So I'm not getting involved with that. That's for you. You want to play baby games? That's for you. Fly above your obstacles. It doesn't mean we don't have problems. It doesn't mean bad things don't happen. It means I'm not becoming in bondage to my problem. I'm not becoming too attached. So many people, they're too attached to their problems. And you can't fly because you're over-cycle-analyzing it all the time. And warfare-wise, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but evil spirits and principalities. When you go high up, Satan can't mess with you. You're high in the spirit. You're walking in love. You're walking in faith. It doesn't mean he's not going to attack you. This is a spiritual battle, but he attacks your physical body. You're going to have physical pain. It means he ain't going to overcome me. Satan can't overcome me. I'm walking in love. It's not about me. There is no self in love, so I don't care about me. We take the enemy high up, right? And that's how we fight. We take him high. My problem's not control. Jesus said, speak to the mountain. He didn't say manipulate the mountain. He didn't say think about the mountain all day. He said, speak to it. Hindrance, be thy gone. Whatever sickness you got, be thy gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Be thy removed. Poverty, be thy removed. Sickness be vibrant, but we sit there and we become Inspector Gadget with our sicknesses, our doctors, the medicine. Should I switch doctors? Should I do this? No. By Jesus whose wounds I'm healed. I love the Jeremiah one. Heal me, Lord, so that I may be healed. Deliver me, Lord, so that I may be delivered. Him. He uses things, but we don't worship people, places, or things. You fly high. Are escaping danger. This is when you're really walking in the spirit, you could actually see the trap Satan's laying on you. And Psalm 91:3 called Satan the birdcatcher, the flower. He's laying snares. He's rage baiting you. He's putting lustful things in front of you. He's putting opportunities to do wrong. He lays pitfalls in front of you. But when you're soaring in the spirit, when you're walking in love, when you're walking in faith, because when you're walking in faith, you're fighting. You can't say you're walking in faith and you're not fighting, because faith is a fighter. Faith is a fighter. When you're flowing in the spirit, you'll see things happen. Oh, this person's trying to annoy me. This person's trying to get me to slap him upside the head. This thing's trying to make me ruin my testimony, sit on the warranty, just have to wait on the phone for 45 minutes with somebody. That's where you got to use your patience. That's where you got to use your endurance. Okay, I see what Satan's doing. And you know what I do? Psalm 21:11. Thank you, Jason. I'm a paraphrasing preacher. No evil plan will succeed against me. No evil plan. Well, that one might, that one might, this one won't. This, no, no evil plan, nothing. No weapon formed against me is going to prosper. No weapon, because I can see it now. I can see the enemies trying to get me to fight with my wife. I can see the enemies trying to get me to body slam my kids and ruin my testimony. I can see the enemies trying to discourage me. I can see the enemies trying to put me on fear. I can see it. Why? Because I'm walking in the spirit. Because the eagles have excellent vision. But Jesus said, you're going to take the speck out your brother's eye, but you got to log up in yours. You can't see because you got to log up in your eye. Eyes are so important. What was the first thing they did to Samson? Ripped his eyes out. That's what the enemy wants you to do. How does he rip her eyes out? Living an unholy life. What was saying? He's compromising life. Looking at things he shouldn't look at. A cross-eyed Christian have one eye on money, one eye on Jesus. One eye on her wife, one eye on Jesus. One eye on Percocets, one eye on Jesus. One eye on what this person's doing. When you're cross-eyed, you can't see much. You're confused. If you have a problem with confusion, I guarantee you, you're a cross-eyed Christian, and you need help. You need help. All our eye have to be on Jesus. Jesus is our focal point. He's the center of it all. And when you're walking in the Spirit, you can see the plans the enemy has for you. All right, last but not least, endurance. Did anybody ever see an eagle fly before? They do like two things, and they take a break. You know what? I'll go back in the sky like 4 hours later. Right, you ever see a Christian in the morning time, they're singing, they're praising, 9 o'clock, they're burnt out, they're worn out, they're ready, they're like, what? It's 9 o'clock, man, you're done already? We got to endure hardships as a Christian soldier. Endurance, patience, long suffering. It's part of being a Christian. Endure hard. Some problems take longer than others. Some problems are seasons after seasons after seasons, but that's how we get tough. And I love when Christians come to the Lord. They come to the Lord like a nerd. Like they're just going to memorize scriptures. I'm just going to memorize and quote every scripture. And I'm just going to preach. I'm just going to say scripture all the time. And I'm going to preach. I don't know. Or can you handle a beating? Can you be Rocky Balboa as a Christian? Can you take lick after lick after lick after problem? Do you ever have the same problem over and over again? They're the worst. I'm like, didn't we do this, Lord, already? Can you endure hardship? Can I suffer long? Rocky went 15 rounds. Like, 15 rounds. That's how we got to do it. Take a beating. It's not about how you look or how things appear. I'm doing God's will. Right? Look at the Eagles season now, right? Who's been following the Eagles? They're not playing great at all, but they're winning. And that's all that matters. It ain't about patting my stats. Oh, I want to pat. There's a player. I don't want to say his name. He's complaining he's not getting the ball. Poor guy. Who has good stats? Barkley don't have good stats. Nobody has, but you're winning. But he has a Lamborghini. I got a Nissan. He has a nice wardrobe. I'm still wearing the same thing on YouTube all the time. Like, don't compare yourselves. Stop comparing yourself to other people. We go on Facebook, and they got a nice house. I got 500 kids. Look at my thing. Like, come on, Lord. You need to start doing something. I've been serving you for 400 years. I didn't know you for a week, and you did what? We can't stop thinking like that. That's jealousy and competition and comparing. That's pure evil. And if the team is doing good, that's all we should care about. Not my stat. I want to be the hot dog. I want to be one all the tension. I want to be the show off. I want to be the Christian prima donna. No, the team is winning. It's ugly, but that's what a Christian life is. It don't look good. It looks like we're going to lose again, but we're going to win because we're in the Lord. And I like the one lyric. I'll end that soon. On the road to victory. Oh, we're on the road. If you're in Christ, you always get the victory. See, we don't fight for the victory. We fight from the victory. victory. But then we get off track a little bit, and the Holy Spirit has to bring us back on track in our minds, in our soul realm, our emotions, in our life. We win. We always win, and that's encouraging to know when you're flying around. It's better to know that you won. Oh, man, look at this. We got to block another field goal to win. It's going to get ugly. Your life's going to get ugly. Things are going to get ugly. But look at everybody. David's like, wait a minute. I'm anointed king, and I'm living in a cave? What's everybody going to say? That I'm rebellious? That I'm a hater? That I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do? No, it doesn't matter. You're going to get toughened up, and the Lord uses awkward situations to toughen you up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Lord, you want me to say, righteous man falls down 7 times, but gets back up. We may fall, but we get back up again. Some of us fell, but we get back up again. To come against any spirit of torment, and any spirit of fear, it has to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Christ Jesus stripped you to cross, Satan. You have to flee. I declare vindication over our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord has given us justice. We will rebound. We will fight. We will soar. We will fly. Eagles fly. Lord, thank you, Father God, for your word. Thank you for teaching us. Now, Lord, help us to walk in it. If we really believe it, we're going to walk in it. In Jesus' name.